Welcome to episode 293 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com, and make sure you rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. Today we continue our celebration of the Daily Brainwave's 300th episode by linking together turquoise to the constructed language Esperanto. Back in episode 223 of the Daily Brainwave, we took a quick look at turquoise, the birthstone for December, the month where all the best people were born. One ancient civilization loved turquoise, the Aztec. The Aztecs had some pretty awesome names for stuff, including one of their gods, Huitzilopochtli. The infamous blood sacrifice of the Aztecs in this part of ancient Mexico was made largely to him, not because the Aztecs were flat-out bloodthirsty, but because they truly believed at the fiber of their beings that the world would end unless they provided Huitzilopochtli with strength through human blood. One European who chronicled the legends and myths of the Aztecs was Diego Duran, a Catholic monk who had moved to Mexico at a very young age and made it part of his ministry to understand the cultural ideas behind the Aztecs so he could, in turn, figure out the best way to bring Christianity to them. Though he spent most of his life in Mexico, Duran hailed originally from Spain. Spain today is a member of the European Union, as is Poland, the homeland of Ludwig Lazarus Zamenhof. Zamenhof was always fascinated with languages, partially because he grew up in a very racially mixed neighborhood and believed that cooperation between otherwise quarrelsome people could be achieved if they had a common tongue. And so he created Esperanto, which you can learn more about in episode 94 of the Daily Brainwave. Thanks for tuning into episode 293 of the Daily Brainwave. If you like what you heard, please rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. Share the Daily Brainwave with your friends, and contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you tune in tomorrow when we connect a beloved children's TV host with one of the goriest Shakespeare plays.